WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Bryan police have arrested a Houston man for the armed robbery of the Prosperity Bank branch at North Texas and Highway 21. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the suspect vehicle was seen about 2 miles south of the bank at Texas and 33rd.
A officer observed a vehicle matching the description that was given to them and tried to follow the vehicle, but then the subject ditched the vehicle right around Hutchins and 33rd.
24-year-old Kydrick Benton was found a short time later, along with all the money. No one was injured during the holdup or when Benton was apprehended. It's the second time in as many months. Witness information from a bank robbery in Bryan has led to an arrest in a short period of time. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office is investigating a kidnapping where the victim got away, then the suspect killed himself. No names have been released. Sheriff Dale Stroud says they've received a call from the father of a 20-year-old woman who was concerned for her safety, being with a soon-to-be ex-boyfriend.
She was texting her brother, and her brother was with her father. And so at that point in time, at one text, they were at the sheriff's office, and we were able to see it. So we were pretty convinced that there was something wrong here, enough that we wanted to find the vehicle as soon as we could.
Authorities found the man's pickup in Brazos County on FM 50 Monday evening. That led to a chase along Highway 21 back into Burleson County.
And he called dispatch in Caldwell and said he was not going to stop, that he was taking her home and he wouldn't stop until he got her home. And then he had nothing to lose.
The pursuit ended on a county road when the suspect vehicle stopped, the woman escaped, and the 36-year-old man from Caldwell shot himself with a rifle. No names have been released. A College Station woman who thought a bag on a local road contained a dirty diaper learned it was a bank bag with $100 bills. Candace Scott told the Eagle the bag had a Chase Bank label, so she took it to a local branch and gave it to a branch manager. Later, Scott was given a $500 cash card. A bank spokesman says the bag contained about $20,000. Employees in the College Station School District will be getting their largest pay raise in 4 years. The school board this week approved a 4% increase. Superintendent Eddie Colson says the district's personnel advisory committee recommended that more money go to wages instead of benefits.
And ultimately, the committee said that the salary would be probably more important than a benefits contribution. By providing the salary, it gives the employees some options in terms of how they want to proceed with benefits, and those that don't take benefits from the district, it certainly helps them out as well.
Two of the last 3 years, pay was increased by less than 2%, and the other year, the district's contribution to employee benefits was increased by $38 a month. Back in early February, the state school finance system was found to be unconstitutional. Now, the judge decided to reopen the case due to new evidence.
I'm setting a trial date of January the 6th, 2014.
Judge John Dietz is not retrying the old case, but opening up a new one. Mark Trachtenberg represents the school district. He says the focus on this one is the impact of the state legislature's new education laws.
While we think that this legislation was a small step in the right direction, we still feel confident we'll be able to prove the system remains unconstitutional.
This new school finance trial could last up to 6 weeks. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Texas Senate Republicans insist proposed new restrictions on abortion facilities are designed to protect women's health, but a tweet yesterday from the account of Republican Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst said what Democrats have claimed all along, that the plan is an attempt to shut down clinics and all but ban abortion in Texas. Senator Wendy Davis of Fort Worth says she's not surprised.
When I read that, in spite of the fact that I already believed that that was the case, I felt like it was a purposeful deception that was being employed.
Dewhurst's tweet also included a map from Planned Parenthood showing clinic locations that says it would essentially ban abortion statewide. And a government analyst says the merger of American Airlines and U.S. Airways would reduce competition on more than 1,600 routes traveled by more than 53 million passengers. A researcher for the Government Accountability Office also said the loss of competition would be greater than occurred in the 2010 merger of United and Continental Airlines. Executives with American and U.S. Airways have defended their combination, noting that they overlap on only 12 nonstop routes. But the GAO also considers connecting routes as those with at least one stop. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 75 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery. Watch the chefs create edible works of art through the large viewing windows as you indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. And remember the Chocolate Gallery for bridal showers and baby showers. Delight your guests with ice cookies designed to theme and yummy mini cupcakes. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. Five for all the details.
Good morning, 6:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. You're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure continues to control our weather, and the system's going to be responsible for heat and some humidity. Sunshine, some passing clouds, 95 today. Clear to partly cloudy, 75 overnight. More sun tomorrow, 95 for the afternoon high. Tomorrow night clear, lows around 75. It'll be sunny again on Saturday. Temperatures up to 95. More sunshine into Sunday, 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Johnny Football back in the news again. The Stanley Cup went to yet another overtime, and the Bombers and Strikers put up at least 21 points last night. We'll get you caught up. 21
runs. Yeah. Points.
Can we get a point? Can we get a point if we get a home run?
Excuse me. Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah, no.
I've had 3 nights in a row with overtime.
I respect you, events. Kevin.
Yeah. But just catch it on SportsCenter in the morning. That's the...
No.
No. Okay. No.
What time is he going to catch it?
Well, I could catch it before I came in.
I don't know. They have stuff before we get here?
They're 24 hours a day. I don't know if you've heard about that or not. Pretty interesting concept. Yeah.
No, anyway. I haven't heard of it. I'm from Grimes County.
Got it.
But it's killing me.
Yeah.
I need to talk to the commissioner of the NHL and the NBA because every single game for like the last week has been an overtime game. Mm. Anyway, we'll do all that with sports and we'll do it for you at 6:50.
You know, just what's today? Thursday. I was out of town Tuesday night and I'm driving back in. And so I'm listening to the NBA game. All right. I'm leaving Caldwell. Okay. Headed to College Station.
Okay.
All right. There's 7 minutes left in the game. Okay. I get home, and I live in the southern part of the county. I get home, and there's 20 seconds left in the game. I hate that. The list of things I hate about the NBA, as long as I am tall. Well, maybe.
But,
you've got 7 minutes left in the game, and I'm like 33 miles from my house, and I get home, and there's still time left.
Time out.
And you get no drama. I don't think that increases the drama. Hockey, on the other hand, of course, but I like hockey. It's different.
Last night's game, if you're a hockey fan, was one of the best hockey games I've ever watched.
That's good.
It was crazy.
Jay Alexander was parked with the lights out at night. Oh, that's good. Okay. In Tempe, Arizona, two individuals approached the car. Now, they split up, and one came around to the passenger side, and the other one came around to the driver's side, and the two men opened the doors and got in the car. The driver of the parked car said, quote, "I was completely taken aback when they climbed in." But the men almost immediately realized they were in a police car. Alexander and his partner were on a stakeout investigating a string of burglaries in the area. The two men tried to run off. Couldn't do that, you know, because the little lock, the little handle thingies.
Right.
Know, yeah, yeah.
Not that I would know what the back of a police car looks like.
Well, from movies, right?
Yeah. I'll just hit the button.
Thank you. Yes. I noticed you were real quick to mention that, too.
Yeah,
though.
Well, yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Nation.
It was a long time ago. And let's see, the guys I was with, one of them's an attorney now and the other one's a banker.
Oh, that's so funny.
And I'm Radio Pond Scum, so there you go. Yeah.
So some things haven't changed a whole lot.
No, that's true, yeah.
It's here, it's new, and it's now open. Aggieland Spectacles at Mar Eye Center on East 29th Street in Bryan. Aggieland Spectacles, formerly Flanagan Spectacles, is up to date with all of your favorite and fashionable eyewear. Discover Silhouette, Nicole Miller, Harley Davidson, Vera Wang, and many, many more. Eager to serve you with their signature friendly service. Over 25 years optician experience. The all-new Aggieland Spectacles at Mar Eye Center. Open Monday through Friday, 776-6269.
619, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We celebrate June 20th. That'd be the 171st day of the year with 194 to go. Today is recess at work day.
I like that.
Do that pretty much here all the time. And it's also ice cream soda day.
Ugh.
You know, but when was the last time really?
Is that the same as a float? Or is that something
no,
different?
No, no. A float has a carbonated beverage like a Coke or Dr.
Well,
Pepper.
Well, you said soda, Scott.
Ice cream soda quite often can mean that it has nothing more than carbonated water
but
in
it. But it's mixed together.
Why would you want that? Yeah.
Oh,
that
it's wonderful.
Very good.
Oh, no, no, no. It really is. It
I
is.
Love
it's quite good. It is quite good. Yep, yep. And in fact, that's how the soda jerk got his name, because you learned how to pop that handle. One direction, when it comes towards you, it flows with one direction. When you push it away from you, it flows at another direction.
So did you used to be a soda jerk?
No, I didn't, but I used to go to Madeley's Pharmacy in South College in Southside that had a soda jerk.
Wouldn't it be fun if we had an old-school soda jerk and fountain like that?
Well, there's one in Anderson, I believe.
Yeah, but I mean one here.
Cool. I believe there's one downtown in something in Time.
Yeah, I think it's a Corner of Time.
Corner of Time, that's it. Yeah, they got one. So
Buck Buchanan's Antique Shop.
Right, so there you go. See? Get down there, girl. You
I'll
can do that.
Check it out.
All right, here
sometime
we go.
When I'm not working.
With birthdays.
Christopher Mintz Plasse is 24.
Who?
He was McLovin in Superbad.
Oh, of course.
Grace Potter from Grace Potter and the Nocturnals is 30. Quentin Rampage Jackson, the former U.S. Or UFC heavyweight champion of the world, is 35. Robert Rodriguez, who's done some huge movies. The Machete movies now, most notably, 45. Nicole Kidman's 46.
Huh.
She's actually not Australian.
No.
She's American citizenship.
Good for her.
She was born in Hawaii.
Yeah.
So she could be the president.
Yeah, did she show us her birth certificate?
John Taylor from Duran Duran, 53. Michael Anthony, the bass player from Van Halen, 59. John Goodman, 61.
Oh, like him.
Lionel Richie, 64 years old.
Hello.
Bob Vila. 67.
Okay.
Anne Marie.
You too can own this
yeah,
drill.
Yeah, the wood. That's exactly
right.
What I was
yeah, thinking. You can own this drill thing from Sears for only four payments of $44.95.
Oh no! Anyway. See, I was thinking about the consolidated, not consolidated, consign, whatever it is. They're talking about floorboards all the time. Have you heard those commercials?
I haven't seen that. Well,
Bob
anyway,
Vila's floorboards.
He does lots of stuff.
Yes,
that's
he
for
does.
Sure.
He's 67. Anne Marie is 68.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe one of the most talented musicians ever in the history of music, and I'm not exaggerating.
Right.
Brian Wilson, 71.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah.
John Mahoney is 73.
From Frasier.
I didn't realize he was English.
Is he?
He was born in Blackpool, England.
I had no idea.
Moved to the U.S. as a teenager, got rid of his accent while in the Army.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Danny Aiello is 80, Olympia Dukakis, 82, and Martin Landau is 85 years old.
Wow. And Tina Sinatra. be who? 65.
Who?
That's the other Sinatra daughter.
The less
famous. Once again, uncomfortable time at the holidays. And Tina, what was the last thing you did in the last 7 decades?
This time of year means working on the lawn, enjoying the boat, or riding a motorcycle. But you can't start your fun if you can't start your engine. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we can test your batteries to make sure they're ready to spring into action. If you need a battery, we have an enormous selection for boats, ATVs, riding toys, motorcycles, jet skis, riding mowers, scooters, and more. In fact, if you need any kind of battery for the outdoors, you'll find it inside our doors at Batteries Plus Bulbs. We'll even do our part to save the environment by recycling your old battery for you. So don't let your outdoor fun end before it begins. Come into Batteries Plus Bulbs. Our huge selection and helpful advice will make sure you get the batteries and service you need to start the season right. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman is your one-stop source for all of your outdoor battery needs. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the IRS is steeped in scandal, admitting that they're targeting conservatives. Then, of course, your money being wasted on IRS conferences. You know, the one with dancing and Star Trek parody videos. Well, the IRS is back in the news, and you're not going to like it. According to Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, the IRS is going to give $70 million in employee bonuses. The IRS has an agreement with the union, which is expected to uphold this agreement. And that means $70 million. In spite of all the waste, fraud, abuse, and targeting of conservative Tea Party Patriot members and groups. Pretty sad, isn't it?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
Ugh, I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
Actually, there is. My friend at work just installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so they cool in summer and heat in winter.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient, they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. Plus, many utility companies offer rebates of $300 or more. It's the perfect solution.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
Fewer holiday travelers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. You may find the traffic's a little lighter around the 4th of July than it was during the holiday last year. AAA says the sluggish economy could put a damper on road trips, and the calendar will also play a part. Independence Day fell on a Wednesday last year. A lot of people turned it into a 5-day mini vacation. People will take less time off this year because the holiday falls on a Thursday. If you visit Yellowstone or Grand Teton National Park, you'll get a health warning. At least 200 park visitors and workers have suffered a gastrointestinal illness since the start of the summer tourist season. The Park Service is telling visitors to wash their hands frequently. Businesses in the park are being told to step up cleaning and disinfection. Cisco is becoming a major pay TV provider in India. The networking equipment maker says it now reaches more than 30 million Indian homes. Stock market futures suggest we'll see more heavy selling at the start of trading this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I could put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
More with less. More with
less. Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day.
The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/more for less.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Same deal, pretty much. High temperature, 97. How's that? Low temperature, around 75. They list it through Monday, but, you know, it could be now through the summer, so we'll see. Right now, winds are out of the south at 5 miles an hour. 94% relative humidity. That's wonderful. And it's cooled down to 76 degrees out there.
Some sunburn home remedies really don't do much of anything, but other treatments can really be effective. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now 888-789-4173. 888-789-4173. 888-789-4173. Not available in all states. No matter how hard you try to protect yourself from the sun, sooner or later you're going to get a sunburn. So what do you do?
We found after talking to a bunch of different experts that you can skip the lotions and potions that are pushed for sunburns and stick to the basics like ibuprofen, hydrocortisone cream, cool compresses, and a light moisturizer.
Nicole Cerubo, associate editor of Consumer Reports and Shop Smart magazine, which has an article on this in the current issue.
If you're in a lot of pain, then anti-inflammatory meds like aspirin or ibuprofen may take the sting out. If you are itchy, hydrocortisone cream might help take some of that itch away. A cool bath, maybe adding a little milk to the water or oatmeal, might help cool you off a little bit. And skip using Vaseline. Some folks believe it will cool you off, but it won't.
Many people believe Noxzema is good for sunburn.
One of the dermatologists we spoke with did mention that Noxzema, a lot of people swear by it, a thick coat of it can help soothe the sunburn, but there's no evidence for it, and even the manufacturer says that it hasn't been tested for that purpose, so you're better off sticking to the basics.
There are some after-sun products specifically designed to soothe sunburn, but Nicole says...
You can skip after-sun sprays, which sometimes can contain ingredients that might make things even worse. Sometimes the ingredients contain an anesthetic that you might have a reaction to if you're sensitive to it.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. What began as a kidnapping between Brian and Caldwell Monday afternoon ended with the victim escaping and the suspect killing himself. Burleson County Sheriff Dale Stroud says before authorities found them Monday night, a 36-year-old Caldwell man accused of taking a 20-year-old woman against her will had driven through parts of four counties before stopping at an oil pad off of FM 50.
There's a great number of oil well pads up and down 50. Between Highway 21 at the Brazos River and Highway 79. So there's considerable mileage there with lots of locations. And to compound the matter, you had tall corn crops now that are big enough that were hiding some of the locations. So it's difficult to see without stopping and actually getting into some of those.
Stroud says a DPS trooper was the first to find the suspect's pickup. That resulted in a chase back into Burleson County, which ended on a county road west of Cook's Point.
His tires were spiked at the county road, and from there his pace slowed down until it was barely a fast walk, at which point close to her home, the girl hit the door handle and jumped out. And with police right behind him, they recovered her right quick.
The victim got out and the man shot himself with a rifle. No names have been released. The suspect lives in Caldwell. For the second time in as many months, there's been an armed robbery of a bank in Bryan where there was a quick arrest following the sighting of the getaway vehicle. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 24-year-old Kydrick Benton of Houston was found a short time after police saw him driving what matched the description given by witnesses.
And they were able to link him through evidence that was at the scene and recovered the money. I'm not really allowed to give out those evidentiary items just so that we don't jeopardize the integrity of the case.
Benton had ditched his vehicle near Texas and 33rd, about 2 miles south of the Prosperity Bank at Texas and Highway 21. No one was injured during the robbery or when Benton was arrested. An unemployed teacher from College Station received a $500 cash card for returning a bank bag that contained $20,000 in $100 bills. Candace Scott told the Eagle she thought the bag contained a dirty diaper as she was driving by. Upon further inspection, after stopping, she found two bundles of cash with a Chase label. She went to a nearby Chase bank and dropped off the bag. Two of the last 3 years, employees in the College Station School District received pay raises of less than 2%. Next year, there will be a 4% increase following school board action this week. Superintendent Eddie Coulson supported the recommendation.
Their decision in a very tight budget, I think, shows their commitment to doing what they can to help our employees with cost of living adjustments.
Dr. Coulson says next year's CSISD budget is projected to have a deficit of nearly $4 million. It would be covered by the district's fund balance or savings account, which contains more than $31 million. Republicans and Democrats are expected to square off over Governor Perry's pro-life bills again today. Center stage will be the House State Affairs Committee.
Senate Bill 5 will be among the bills debated. State Senator Bob Dole, a doctor, authored the section calling for upgrades to the health standards of abortion clinics.
This is really designed just to make things safer and that it won't close any clinics. It shouldn't close any clinics.
State Rep Donna Howard, a registered nurse, takes exception.
It's only to make it so costly that these facilities will have to be forced to close down and again severely limit access.
The bills could hit the full House for debate tomorrow. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Now that there are new state education laws, the district judge who found the Texas public school financing system unconstitutional is allowing for another trial to submit new evidence.
I'm going to require the parties to replead to allow the additional evidence.
That's Judge John Dietz talking to the lawyers, including Rick Gray, who represent more than 400 school districts.
We're still going to see very significant gaps between what the wealthy districts have available to them and what the poor districts have available to them.
The trial will begin on January 6th and could run as long as 6 weeks. And a bomb threat was received yesterday at the courthouse in Belton, where the adjacent Justice Center is where the man accused of the Fort Hood shooting rampage is being held. Bell County Sheriff Eddie Lang says both buildings were evacuated and the jail placed on lockdown after receiving a threat to meet the demands of Major Nadal Hassan. The sheriff says Hassan has made no demands. Nothing was found after bomb-sniffing dogs went through the historic courthouse and the jail, and employees were allowed to return long after the caller said the bomb would explode. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 75 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zorneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zorneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zorneman Flooring. Zorneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring. Today.
You gotta take care of Texas. It's the only one we got. If you're way up in Lubbock or down in Lucanbach, gotta conserve water, keep the air clean. Take care of Texas. Don't you know what I mean, y'all? Kevin Fowler here. Texas has clean air, rivers, and lakes, so let's get outdoors and enjoy them. Visit takecareoftexas.org. Pledge to help keep it that way, and we'll mail you a free Texas State Park Guide.
Take care of Texas. It's the only one we got.
Sponsored by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or crack glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses for 33 years.
Welcome to Linda's Javapalooza. I'm Linda.
Wow, this is huge.
57,000 square feet of potential employees. What are you looking for?
Retail.
All the way in the back. Turn left when you hit the IT guys.
Thank you.
We know this is ridiculous, but we're making a point. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. And if you're an employer looking for qualified local employees with experience in retail all in one place, don't go here.
There was nobody back there.
Did you turn left at the IT guys?
They weren't there either.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
6:40, good morning. News Talk 1620, WTAW, Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
High pressure is in control of our weather this morning. We'll be looking at sunshine, some passing clouds. Temperatures today up to about 95 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy weather in the forecast for the overnight. Lows will fall back to 75. Tomorrow should be a sunny and hot day. High temperatures will be at least 95 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear 75. Sunshine on Saturday, highs at least as warm as 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Seabrook clicking back, top of the race with the fire. She scores!
Hockey action from last night. Another overtime game. This time had more scoring, though. We'll get you caught up with Stanley Cup action. Johnny Football's back in the news. We'll cover that, as well as Bombers baseball, all with sports in about 12 minutes.
Can't Rob just say it's going to be hot as the hinges of hell? Can't he just do that? I mean, is there any reason we have to do anything else?
You're throwing that H double hockey sticks around. after making fun of me for saying fiddle fart the other day. I mean,
I don't know that I've ever heard of the hotter than hinges before.
I actually haven't heard that either. Yeah. I've heard colder than a woo 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 woo, but not hotter than.
Yep, there you go.
Than a well digger.
So the president delivered his outdoor speech in Berlin yesterday. 5 years. Remember when he did that his big speech before, where they had, I don't know, 200,000 people.
Yeah, he was
or
like a rock star in Berlin.
I feel bad. I'm starting to just get annoyed whenever I hear his voice.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't matter what he's saying.
You're going to get cantankerous then, because we're going to hear a lot about him. He's going to keep talking to us.
Well, he is the president.
He's going to keep talking to us for the next 30 years. So if his voice bothers you, you're going to have to, you know, get used to it, because I'm sure he'll be pontificating for years to come.
Maybe I just need a break from him.
Could be. Well, don't we all? Anyway, that's 4,500 people showed up yesterday, and they were all invited guests, just, oh, by the way. So now, whenever you have something that you need to sell, it's very important that you pick your market, okay?
Sure.
Identify your market and go after them in the most effective way. It doesn't matter whether you're doing radio advertising or television or billboards or whatever. You find the people who you want to reach, and you get an effective way to do that. Our federal government is no different. So when the White House decided that they needed to find a way to get people to sign up for the Affordable Care Act, that's Obamacare, that they needed to find people who could speak to that potential group, who could bring those people in to get them to sign up for Obamacare.
And the target happens to be the kind of ignorant younger people in my age group, just annoys me.
Could be ignorant, but a very high percentage of African-American, young, single males are the typical people they look for.
That's profiling.
It is, and profiling's wrong, but you know who they went after to sell Obamacare to this group?
Older white guys.
The NBA.
Oh.
Yep. The National Basketball Association in partnership with the White House. Now, they're not saying that that happened, but the tie-in is pretty obvious right there.
Have you seen Edward Guillory's Why I'm a Republican?
Well, my wife was telling me about that this morning. I haven't seen it and haven't had a chance to look at it. It's supposed to be pretty good. It's a little bit long for us to play on the radio.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. But just what you're saying is very relevant to what he's saying.
Right. This guy was a Democrat from Louisiana, I think.
Basically, he talks about it. It's like a plantation. Get the people where you're taking care of them. They're addicted to being... Like, they can't take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm. And of course, many people have said that, but it is a message, and if you keep saying it enough ways and enough different times, maybe enough people will hear it, but, you know, there are folks out there who are willing to do that, be taken care of.
So the NBA, huh?
That's it. They use the NBA. Now, critics of the Affordable Care Act are pointing to a recent Gallup poll of business owners as more evidence that the bill is, in fact, going to cost jobs. 41% of those surveyed in a Gallup poll said they are freezing hiring due to Obamacare. 19% said they will reduce the number of people who are working for them because of that.
Of course they will.
Sure. 38% of those small business owners said they've pulled back on their plans to grow their business because of Obamacare. And again, a while back, talking to a guy who has 53 employees, he said, guess what? I won't have 53 full-time employees by the time that happens. He'll either knock back their hours or he'll just eliminate the people so that he doesn't have to, go along with the same rules that they do. Associated Press President Gary Pruitt, the president of AP, once again going after the Obama administration yesterday. He was speaking at the National Press Club, and he said that, in fact, some longtime sources have now clammed up because of this whole thing, and maybe that's just what the Obama administration wanted.
Really?
He said, quote, the actions of the DOJ against AP are already having an impact beyond the specifics of this particular case. Some of our longtime trusted sources have become nervous and anxious about talking to us, even on stories that have nothing to do with national security.
Well, why would you if you're going to have to wear your fanny for a hat?
Exactly. I mean, you're going to lose that great government gig. And in some cases, government employees that we once checked in with regularly will no longer speak to us on the phone, and some are reluctant to meet us in person. He says this chilling effect is not just at AP. It's happening at other news organizations as well. Journalists from other news organizations have personally told me it has intimidated sources from speaking to them. And now the government may love this, and I suspect they do, but beware the government that loves secrecy too much. How's that? How's that for a patriotic thing to say? Beware the government that loves secrecy too much.
Just creepy.
Yeah, that's the president of AP talking about all that stuff. All right, we'll talk to John Raines this morning about 8:15, and then we'll talk to Kyle Cassell and Charles Schwartner tomorrow. It's 6:47 right now. And Neil Sperry's around the corner.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Best food delivery, best sandwich shop, best bakery, best cookie. At last year's Best of the Brazos Valley Awards, Blue Baker took home a lot of hardware. Visit our Dominic Drive or University Drive Bakery Cafe and try our award-winning sandwiches, our pastries, stone oven pizza, and of course, our artisan baked bread. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special.
Take me camping.
Take me camping.
Take me camping.
Now, tell me, who can resist that?
And at RV Station's huge 4th of July sale in Bryan, USA, we make it easy to take your favorite little buddy camping. Why a pre-4th of July sale, you ask? Because you might want to use your new camper on Independence Day. Now through July 4th, save thousands on the best RV brands in the country. At the huge pre-4th sale, get a 2013 Puma 28 VHS bunkhouse. This one has all the options, folks. Just $18,995. Stock number 1546. If a motorhome's more your style, get a brand new Jayco Red Hawk Class C double slider, folks. Travel in style and take $19,500 off MSRP. Just $67,995. Stock number 2340. Get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Don't be silly. Come to RV Station.
See, even a child knows where to shop. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Saturday, June 22nd from 8 a.m. to 2, bring your dog to the annual Dog Day at Producers. Protect your pet with a rabies vaccination, shampoo, and dip, all for just $10 each. There will be microchipping available, pet supplies, refreshments, and much more. Remember, though, it's dogs only, no cats allowed. Proceeds go to help kids at the Still Creek Ranch. Producers Dog Day, Saturday, June 22nd from 8 a.m. to 2. Your dog's gonna love it. Producers, everything ag. On Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of Highway 21.
Fountains are fun, and thanks to the wide assortment of styles and fittings, fountains can also be installed into almost any landscape setting in just an hour or two. In many cases, it's a job you or I could even accomplish. This is the time you'll enjoy having your fountain the most, so let's examine your options. Bubblin' Beauties, right after this message. Almost 30 years ago, we began Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine with the commitment to bring you timely and reliable gardening information based solely on the needs of the plant people in Texas. We say on the cover of the magazine, the definitive word in Texas horticulture, and that is our commitment to you and to ourselves. Our garden writers are experts in their field. Many of them have written for us all the way through. Now, I guarantee your satisfaction with our magazine. We don't put it on the newsstand, but you have nothing to lose. If you don't like it when you see it, I'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. A one-year new or renewal subscription is only $23.95 for six big issues of Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Call 1-800-752-GROW with an O, not a zero. That's Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, $23.95 for a one-year subscription. That's 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. Tabletop fountains create the sound and the sight of tumbling water only in miniature. They're totally self-contained, so you can set yours on a patio table, an etagere, or other piece of indoor or outdoor furniture. Fill it up and plug it in, and you're off to the races. Most tabletop fountains are not especially weatherproof, so keep yours under cover. It will probably sound off better there anyway, since the water flow of these little portable units isn't exactly up to the standards of Niagara Falls. Freestanding pedestal fountains come in a wide variety of sizes and shapes, from 2 to 5 feet in diameter and 2 to 7 feet tall. Nurseries and concrete yards offer many different styles and price ranges. They have 2, 3, and even 4 tiers of receiving bowls, so the water will tumble from layer to layer before being recirculated. Because of that recirculating water, it's especially important that the fountain be precisely leveled and positioned on a solid base for support. Ground fountains spray their water into the air. Because of that, they require more sophisticated design and construction and more elaborate fixtures. You'll need a receiving pool that will accept the falling water, and you'll want to install that receiving pool an inch or two above the surrounding grade to keep debris from washing into it following heavy rains. Position the fountain in front of dark evergreen foliage to showcase the spray to the best advantage. The droplet size and height of the spray will be dependent on the amount of wind the area receives. Now, this type of fountain probably is better left for professional landscape contractors. Wall fountains can either be built into brick or stone walls at the time of construction, or they can hang externally from the surfaces of existing walls. They're usually either enameled cast metal or they can be concrete. You may even be able to find an antique wall fountain and replumb it with a recirculating pump. If you're really sold on the concept of fountains and bubbling water, have a landscape contractor design an actual water course into your yard. He or she will stack medium-sized or large stones and boulders, mortaring them carefully in place, hiding the mortar all the while. In the process, it'll be plumbed with a recirculating water pump beneath the stones so that the water will cascade down the surfaces of the rocks to a receiving pool at the base. These water courses can be glorious. You're going to love water in your landscape. I hope you'll add it this summer. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. In our next program, Tree Trials of the Summer. Until then, happy gardening.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Line Home Products. Line Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Line Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit linehomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. Johnny Football's tweet about leaving College Station has been worked to death, but according to the Dallas Morning News, it's not the first time Manziel considered leaving. If you'll remember last summer, Manziel was arrested for an incident in Northgate. Coach Sumlin said his quarterback was disciplined internally. Now, the Dallas Morning News, citing a source with knowledge of the situation, reported that Manziel was initially suspended for the entire 2012 season. If the ruling had been upheld on appeal, the source told the paper, Manziel would have felt it necessary to transfer. In more A&M football news, returning All-Americans Johnny Manziel and Jake Matthews headline a group of Aggies who are on the preseason All-SEC team selected by Athlon Sports. 10 Aggies earned the spots on the prestigious squad last year, including 2012 Heisman Trophy winner Manziel, who took up the first-team quarterback honors. The entire list is in the sports section at WTAW.com.
Both teams have great...
Seaver clicking back, top of the race for the fire. She scores! Hawks win! Seaver with a bomb from the top of the right circle in the Boston zone. Finds its way past to the rest.
The Stanley Cup Finals are all knotted up at two apiece after Brett Seabrook scored with 9:15 in the third overtime game of the series, giving the Chicago Blackhawks a 6-5 win over the Bruins in Boston. Seabrook after the game winner.
Both teams have great goaltenders. We got lots of confidence in Crow, and Tuukka's been playing unbelievable. You know, we got a few goals, and they had to answer that, and it was just one of those games where they got a few in the power play, and we got some bounces, and it was a big game. It was nice to get a few past Tuukka.
Patrick Patrick Kane scored once and had an assist for the Blackhawks, who squared the squandered leads of 1-0, 4-2, and then 5-4 after going 129 minutes without being able to get one past Tuukka Rask. Game 5 is Saturday in Chicago. The Bombers and Strikers were nothing if not entertaining last night for the fans as it went back and forth with four home runs plus. Here's Coach Dixon on the lack of defense.
Bryce wasn't all the way settled in early. And then, you know, third inning there, they got a few and gave him a three-run home run. But he competed real well, gave us six strong, gave us a chance to win. And then late, we missed a few locations in our counts, and they put good swings on him.
In a less-than-defensive struggle, the Woodlands nipped Brazos Valley 11-10. Minnesota Twins have signed right-hander Cole Stewart, the fourth overall pick in the MLB draft. Stewart was recruited and offered by both A&M football and baseball, but he opted for the $4.5 million in the Twinkies. Oregon State stayed alive at the College World Series by defeating Indiana 1-0, eliminating the Hoosiers. Matt Boyd allowed the Beavers to win the first 1-0 game in College World Series history, but dating back to 1985. 11 strikeouts, tossing a four-hitter.
Kirkman hits a high drive well up the alley in left center field. Long run back for Smith. That ball is history.
David Murphy added three hits to that and scored twice as the Rangers beat the Oakland Athletics 9-4. Richie Weeks and Aramis Ramirez homered to lift the Milwaukee Brewers 3-1 over the Houston Astros. The San Antonio Spurs are preparing for Game 7 of the NBA Finals tonight against the Heat in Miami. The Spurs blew a 5-point lead with 28 seconds to play before losing Game 6 in overtime. Manu Ginobili says he can't remember the team suffering a tougher loss.
Easy is very hard when you're so close. We were a free throw, or an offensive rebound, or an uncomfortable three away from winning the championship. It's not a game three, four, or two. It was a championship, and that hurts, and that will hurt till we don't win the next game.
In the MLS, the Montreal Impact beat the Houston Dynamo 2-0 last night. Felipe Martinez and DeMarco DeVio scored in the first half for the Impact. And finally, Tiger Woods announced on his website Wednesday that he will not play in the tournament that he hosts next week's AT&T National due to a left elbow strain. Went on the website to say, quote, "I was examined after I returned home from the U.S. Open and the doctors determined I have a strain." That was all he wrote. That's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Washington County Trash in New Holland have 0% financing for up to 72 months available for qualified buyers or great cash discounts. These offers include most New Holland trash as well as hay equipment. There are also multiple rebates available that make this the time to buy. Our WC Tractor locations in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, and Sealy are fully stocked and ready to get you going. Stop by one of our WC Tractor locations to see for yourself. Check it out on the web at WCTractor.com.
Washington County Tractor. People and products you can trust.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson.